Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. This is Jay Nauer. Along with us, we have Coach Jim Newstead, head football coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. And the West Platte Blue Jays went to Penny High School there in Hamilton, Missouri, to take on the Penny Hornets, had to play the final game of the season, and had some district implications as well, as we'll talk about here in a little bit. And Penny falls to West, or excuse me, Penny wins over West Platte 46-8. Now, the game started out to appear to be a defensive battle with no score at the end of one. And the second quarter, you know, well, the defensive battle kind of was well hyphened or certainly emphasized with a safety that the that they were able to get there, was West Platte was caught in the end zone there to get a 2-0 score. And then the Hornets scoring a couple touchdowns in the second half, or excuse me, in the second quarter to make it 16-0. Now, the Blue Jays had a strong rally there, which capped off by a 35-yard run by Afton Buckler and a two-point after attempt to make it 8. And the score was 22-8 at that time in the middle of the third, and the Blue Jays appeared to have some momentum. Well, it just wasn't to be, as the West Platte Blue Jays fell to the Penny Hornets. And, Coach, I'll let you talk about this game here a little bit. West Platte certainly had the opportunities to change and create the momentum, but it just wasn't meant to be last Friday night.
You know, I'll tell you, momentum can be a dangerous thing when you get it in a football game. I've been a part of both sides of momentum many a times, and I think you're right. I think when we scored that touchdown, I thought, well, we moved the ball a little bit better there. But they came out in defense, and they were just so confident on defense after what happened in the first quarter. They just ran the ball right over us. And I think they kind of wore us out a little bit, too. They got seven guys in the offensive line that they can rotate in. Sometimes they play all seven with their unbalanced stuff, and they're all about 230 or 240 pounds or bigger. And we got 150, 140 pound defensive linemen trying to fight against them. And I think it just kind of wore us out. I'm hoping they don't wear us out this week. I'm hoping that the momentum problem doesn't happen this week. But, you know, just to recap the game real quick, if you look how bad the momentum was, they had that big pass that got them down to the 4-yard line. And then we had a nice defensive stand at first and four for them. We got the ball back in the 1-yard line, called a play that we thought we might get us out of the end zone a little bit. The safety came up and a little bit of a blitz there coming right up. He made the play and gave up the safety. I don't really think the safety was that big of a momentum thing yet, because we got the ball back after the safety and did all right with him. And then we stopped him a few times. And then we got that interception. And then the interception turned into them driving down for a touchdown. And then from the touchdown, they got an onside on us, got the ball back, got another touchdown. And then we got the ball back, and the next play we threw another interception. So that was two offensive plays and a half of football, or two offensive plays in the whole second quarter we had, and they were both interceptions. We did stop them there at the end of the half, so they didn't get in the end zone. So we were lucky to get into the locker room at 12-0. I thought really when we got in the locker room at 12-0, I think maybe that we had a chance there and we stopped the momentum. I was trying to regroup, but you know, we got a lot of inexperience in our team. You know, it's sophomore quarterback. I think we probably had a little too much in his plate. He had a great game other than some interceptions. He threw the ball for 160 yards. He just probably had too many reads on his head and too many things going on. That momentum got to him, so forth. So he had three interceptions. We had two fumbles. Five turnovers. If you got five turnovers, you're not going to win the ball game. So we just never recuperated from the momentum. I thought we might at halftime, but we didn't. Just the way it is. Their line is big. They kind of controlled the line of scrimmage. They ended up with 573 yards of total offense, 350 of those on the ground. So we had to recuperate when we got home, and we had to make some changes on defense. Some of those changes are big. Some are small, but we're going to do the best we can to make sure that they don't run for 350 yards on tomorrow night.
Certainly, Coach, in a nutshell, certainly. But I tell you what, one thing that stuck out in my mind, and one reason why I love calling high school and small college athletics, is that you'd never give up on a play. And we saw that with Cohen Kite on that long play. It looked like that guy was just going to coast in. for a touchdown. But Cohen Kite never gave up, but was able, and like you mentioned, it was a potential momentum shifter there. As immediately after that, the Blue Jay defense got fired up and kept him out of the end zone. But, boy, that play there just proved that you just absolutely do not give up on a play. And Cohen Kite was able to get a tackle and make had allowed the West Platte Blue Jay defense to make some big plays.
Well, that's kind of one of our defining things of the whole season. And we talked about our motto this year is this season's our fight. We have to fight a lot because we're not as big as a lot of teams. So we have to have a lot of fight in us, a lot of grit, and a lot of grind and so forth. And even at 46-8, I think most of the kids fought their tails off in the game. We just got wore out. I know when I pulled them out to put the JV in because I figured the game was over at that point. I had about three or four of those defensive guys that were upset me for doing it. So they still wanted to fight. They still wanted to be in there. And that's kind of the things you want to see as a coach. But I was ready to live for another day. I didn't want to get anyone hurt. I want to get back and get regrouped for this week. So the fight's never a problem. We get all outside sometimes and off-athletic. But hopefully we put together a good enough game plan this week that we can compensate for that size again.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Jays certainly have an opportunity here come Friday night as we get districts underway in Hamilton as West Platte Blue Jays travel to Hamilton to take on Penny. Ought to be a good one. We'll talk to Coach in the second half to talk about district, the way it's shaping up, and maybe talk a little bit more about the game coming up. We'll be right back. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Welcome back to WestPlatteSports.com. We've got Coach Jim Newstead with us of the West Platte Blue Jays. And we're going to talk about the start of a new season. That's correct. The new season district is here. And it's the tournament that starts. And certainly I absolutely love that they have a tournament situation where everybody has a chance. Coach, it's a new season. And I tell you what, it's a great opportunity for the West Platte Blue Jays certainly to make a stand here in the district part, the second half of this football season.
Yeah, it is. That's what we talked about, too, on Monday, part of the group regrouping. We talked about, you know, everyone's got a brand new season. I know some people have better records than others. Some people have some momentum going, but there's always a chance. And I've been on a lot of district games where we've lost to the team prior in the season, and we came back and beat them in the district. So there's an opportunity there. I was really kind of worried after the game. I mean, I apologize for not coming up and talk to you guys after the game, but we had a lot of emotions going on the field and a lot of emotions in the locker room, so I thought I'd better go settle the troops a little bit. And I was a little worried that we came back from practice this week that we might not have the drive and momentum to put together another week of practice for another good football game. But like always, these kids surprised me. They are tough kids, and we had a great week of practice. They all had positive attitudes after we talked through some things, and the week has gone really well. We did lose David Brown again. He played one game for us, and he got a little gun fight with some friends, and he got a Nerf gun in the eye. His retina is still bleeding today, so he can't see out of the eye, so he won't be playing. Who would have thunk? That's kind of par for our season, but non-football injury, so he won't be playing Friday night. So that's going to help a little bit, so he did make a lot of plays on defense for us. But I thought the seniors kind of took hold of the team this week. They really showed the work ethic. They really showed what it means to play in a football game. And I'm hoping that shows on Friday night.
You know, you make a great point, Coach. I've seen a lot of playoff situations at the NCAA Division II, NAIA level, at the college level, as well as what I've seen now with the new Missouri State High School Activities Association format. Well, they've had it out for about 3 or 4 years, which every team gets a chance. And many times, that team that lost early in the year came back. They saw some things from when they played them before, and this could be an advantage, really, as you go back to play them Friday night.
Yeah, it'll be an advantage for us. You know, we've seen things, they've seen things. They probably aren't going to change as much as we did because they were pretty dominant in what they did. So they're probably going to be on the process that we just have to outplay them and do what we do. When we kind of hit that same thing, I think we were trying to do too much. We had a lot of checks and a lot of things. Like I said before, I think we put too much on the sophomore young quarterback's brain. So it kind of slowed things down for us. So we're going to get back to doing what we can do well. We're going to get back in the center a little bit more and run the ball a little bit more, maybe take some time off the clock. Keep the ball in their hands, get good at what we're doing. Not to say we can't pass and get gun a little bit, but we probably got a little too anxious on doing too much gun stuff and kind of got away from what we're good at. So we went back and looked at some of the plays that they were successful on defense. We worked those this week. We changed up some of our formation adjustments so we can adjust to those, talk about unbalanced things a little better. On offense, we went back to our roots, went back and got better at what we know we can do. Hopefully that shows, and hopefully we play a little more, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, a little more intensity because we're not thinking so much and not trying to figure out what's going on. So hopefully we get out the ball a bit quicker and able to do the things that we know how to do.
Well, it sounds like a great plan, Coach, and certainly we're looking forward to that. Coach, we'll talk a little bit about district here, the final ratings here for the district that we're in. East Buchanan number one, Mid Buchanan number two, North Platte number three, Penny number four, West Platte number five, Carrollton number six, Polo number seven, and Plattsburgh number eight. Yeah, this was an outright fight here, and you know we'll have a look at what this is, but it appears to me that certainly the game that we're playing in will be certainly the most watched one because you got, of course, the number one playing the number eight seed, that type of thing, and number two playing number seven seed. But I think the one that will be certainly most watched, I believe, across the conference will probably be this one.
Yeah, it's probably one of the tougher games you're going to see in the districts this week. Mid-Buck's got to play Polo. That's kind of a tough draw for an eight seed. I don't know what's going on with them, but they look like a tough ball club beginning of the year. So, North Platte has Carrollton, who only has one win. So I think they'll be okay with that. East Buck has Plattsburgh. Next week's the games that really gotta watch. There's gonna be some tough games. One of our games gotta go to East Buck, and then you're gonna have a really strong matchup between Mid Buck and North Platte if they both hold on and win like they're supposed to. So the district's a pretty tough district. We got some good teams in it, and be excited to see what happens as the course of a couple of weeks go through this district.
Well, fantastic, Coach. We want to wish you and the West Platte Blue Jays well in this game against Penny coming up Friday night. District time coming up, and Coach, certainly we look forward to broadcasting the game on Misha.TV. We wish you nothing but the best, Coach.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your coverage. I appreciate Blue Jay Nation. Hopefully we can come out and give himself a better game, and you'll be able to watch a better game online this week.